having rest.
So is it difficult to maintain the team-wide focus right now? Or?
Well, it shouldn't be. Those guys are obviously leaders of the team and good players for us night in and night out, and we value their presence, especially when they're not in the lineup. But, it shouldn't be an excuse for our team. We're a good team, and we're built to compete every night. So, whether we have those two guys in the lineup or not, things are going to happen throughout the course of the season and possibly in the playoffs. So it's something we have to learn to deal with, overcome, and play hard.
For you guys in the third period, I mean, I have to say maybe it didn't look like the legs were there completely, but you guys usually do have that killer instinct.
Yeah, unfortunately we didn't tonight. They looked like the fresher team, and they probably shouldn't have been, but they were, and they may as pay, and that's what happens when you play on your heels. And they had a lot of good chances, so eventually, one of those chances is probably going to go in. And Chad did a great job tonight and made a lot of saves, and it was our responsibility to help him out there. And like I said, with that many good scoring chances, they're bound to get one.
You guys are still at the top of the league, and we look at being able to rest players, being able to do that. How do you view these just final two games to be able to maybe rest?
Well, they're important games for us, I think, especially because of the last couple efforts. I think we want to get back on track here and head into the playoffs on a positive note and feeling good about ourselves. And, we are still at the top of the league, but, efforts like the last couple games, unfortunately, aren't going to be good enough down the stretch and in the playoffs. And when you meet good teams, they're going to make us pay and pay when it counts. So there's a few things that we have to clean up, and we'll be fine. Yeah. Well, there hasn't been much talk of it. I mean, it's on our minds. It's definitely an added bonus for our team going to the playoffs to know that we have home ice, and I think it's a good thing to have. Having said that, I think what we're focused on right now is making sure our game's in place. And so, we do want to accomplish that goal, but, the next two games aren't going to be any easier. You can't really look at the standings now at this point in the season. It's going to be a challenge for us, and we've got to get back to our game.
You're welcome. Michael Hutchinson, former Bruin,
yep.
Getting his first NHL win today.
Well, I mean, good for him, bad for us. Played well. I don't have much more to say on that, but I think we could have done a little better job at testing him a little bit more, but like I said, it is what it is.